Today is a very auspicious day, which is Ekadashi day. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very beautiful verse. Tadashmasaram hridayam batedam nagrihyamanair harinamadheyer navikriyetatayada vikaro netre jalam gatra ruheshu harshah. The meaning of this verse is, that heart is considered steel framed, which upon the recitation of the glories of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and does not produce tears in the eyes and palpitation in the heart and shivering of the senses and due to ecstatic love. So this type of verses sometimes can make us feel like getting a slap on our cheeks because of practicing devotional service for a long time without experiencing such emotions. So we have heard several times that our chanting should not be lip service, but that chanting should be heart service. Chanting should be from the heart, should not be from the lips. It should not be superficial. Holding the japa beads inside the bag and chanting is not like for hand warming or jaw exercise. The chanting is actually to be done with proper attitude and emotion. And this is not a new thing. We have heard it several times. But if we see the spiritual literatures like Bhagavatam and Sisi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told both Kurma Brahmana and Vasudev Lepar there are two instructions. That you chant the holy names constantly and you preach the glories of Krishna through Krishna Upadesh, Krishna Shiksha. If you do these things, the waves of material, he told Tomarana Badive Vishaya Taranga, he told Kurum Brahman that the material waves of material entanglement will not affect you. And he told Vasudev Lepar, when he got cured and got a beautiful body, he became afraid that I'll become proud. Mahaprabhu told him, no, you'll never become proud if you constantly chant the holy names, always. So, the heart is the seat of our desires. And in that place reside many, many multiple desires. There are some desires where we want to serve Krishna, Vaishnavas, Guru, Parampara. And there are also desires of lust and pride and envy and anger. The difference between mind and heart is illustrated in the seventh offense. The seventh offense shows that knowingly committing sinful activities in a premeditated way. That is actually a rebellion of the heart, which is actually considered the hard knot. But even this hard knot of the heart can be cut and it can be rectified if one chants constantly. Of course, with a little bit of attitude of repentance, eventually the heart will blossom. So days like today, Ekadashi day, are very valuable days in our spiritual life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, between Ekadashi to Ekadashi, one should measure the spiritual advancement. How one is making advancement in Krishna consciousness. So, chanting not from the lips, but from the heart means what? Oh Krishna, I have innumerable snake-like desires in my heart which are unconducive for my spiritual progress towards you, towards developing love for you, respect for you. But I am very unfortunate. At the same time, I am very fortunate. I am living in the company of wonderful Vaishnavas. I am guided by Guru Parampara, headed by powerful acharyas, like Srila Prabhupada and the current acharyas. So, I will try my best to do the today's offering of chanting the holy name to the best of my capacity. Please help me. This is the attitude with which we can try to chant. And we can only pray that this attitude gets better and better and better. As we all know, in our Pune temple, both in NVCC and here, we have given a lot of freedom for devotees. If somebody wants to chant 64 rounds, there is no restriction for you. All day you can chant and your service can be adjusted. If you want, otherwise you want to chant 32 rounds, you can chant, and you can, rest of the time you can do some services. On such days like today, the top priority is throw away everything else and just get into chanting the holy name all day. Because without we clean our hearts, we cannot make tangible progress in spiritual life. And it is a golden opportunity to let the Lord seated in our heart, to cleanse our hearts today by repeatedly falling at His feet and with folded palms and praying to Him to clean our heart so that we can awaken the innate love for Krishna.